It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, here we go. Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Schedule your smile consultation online this afternoon at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Bear?
Thank you, Russ. Number one, it is Florida Hate Week, as your Tennessee Volunteers are set to kick off with the Florida Gators. 3:30 CBS game Saturday afternoon, Russell.
Yay.
And we had the misfortune of getting Gary Danielson, who reached new levels. He makes Tim Brando look like Vin Scully. That's how bad that guy is.
Well, that can't – Danielson and Nessler will be in the Florida – or the LSU-Bama game, right, Trey?
I'm sorry. You're correct. You're probably going to get
Is this something you know? I thought that they said that Gary would be on our call.
No, Gary's taking the primetime game.
Yeah, he's not going to miss a chance to you know, slobber all over his beloved Alabama. What a joke that guy is.
See, how bad do you feel? I don't feel bad for CBS, but they get Florida and Tennessee, and then they get the 28-point spread of Alabama and LSU when they could have taken A&M versus Auburn. Like, I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
It's an outrage.
Yeah. Number two, a little bit of breaking news from earlier in the day. Georgia quarterback DeJuan Mathis has entered the transfer portal.
Really?
After starting, yeah. He started the opening game of the season against Arkansas, but was benched in favor of Stetson Bennett.
Has taken that job, right? I mean, he's playing well.
Yeah,
JT Daniels. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't even make a real run at, huh?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Number three, some sad news. Number 12, Indiana Hoosiers quarterback Michael Penix Jr. has torn his ACL and will miss the remainder of the 2020 season.
Yeah, it's too bad, man. He's having such a nice...
Bill somewhere crying softly. He's having a really nice season. Wow. I hate that for that kid.
Yeah, he was having a really nice season. So hopefully he heals up and comes back better than ever.
He had almost 1,700 yards passing, 14 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. What's JT got right now, Drew?
Interceptions?
Just his stats for the year.
Oh, I have no idea.
We'll get those for you.
Thank you. And finally, number four, Ravens practice was halted by the NFL today at the last minute. Prep for the Steelers game is in flux per report. I don't see how they're going to play this game tomorrow night.
How many guys are they missing?
Will Sneed apparently tested positive yesterday.
Who?
20 players in all.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's seems like they're up against it. They're trying to get that game in there. All right.
That's top 4-4, man.
Indeed,
it is. A lot of bad news today.
A lot of bad news. Bear, just a barrel of laughs this afternoon on the top 4-4, ladies and gentlemen. It's brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. If you're going to be laughing, if you're going to be entertaining, you want a healthy, beautiful smile. Knoxville Smiles can make that a reality, even if you're struggling with something, whether it's a cavity, a sore tooth, something more invasive that has to be taken care of, or you just haven't been in a while, you need to get your teeth cleaned. Go to Knoxville Smiles. They'll take great care of you. KnoxvilleSmiles.com is the website. 865-539-1776 is the phone number. You set up your appointment today. Be sure to tell them you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Dr. Steve Malone's been practicing dentistry here in Knoxville for 24 years now. He does a great job along with his associate, Dr. Michael Costa, and the entire Knoxville Smiles family. Great folks. Let them take care of you and your family. It's Knoxville Smiles. Let's go back to the phones. 865-546-8200. Your number today's Record Ridge Barbecue Smoking Out question. How excited are you for the Florida game? 228 votes cast. at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter, 64% of the audience says they are not excited at all. 26.3% say they're not very excited. So let me do the math.
What if you put in there, would you be excited if 15 was the one starting a quarterback?
Okay, that's a good caveat. Let's do that tomorrow.
Okay.
As we progress through the week. But right now, when 90% of your audience, 91% really, says they're not excited about taking on the team that for the last 30 years anyway has been your biggest rival, you've got your football program's broke, dude. It's broken. Not unhealthy, it's broken. 90%. We can't get 90% agreement on this country in anything. 90% of Tennessee fans not excited about this. 5.3% say they are very excited. 4.4% say they are merely excited. So you got 9% of fans that are looking forward to the weekend.
I'm just mad at the CBS game. It means it's an extra hour and a half broadcast.
You'll be there for a while. Phil.
Well, I won't get out of there until 9.
Phil is up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Phil.
What do you say, W?
What's up, Philly?
How you and the boys doing?
Doing well. Good to be back in the hot seat after a couple days off.
Well, I'm excited because we're one step closer to getting freeze.
You think it's going to happen, Phil?
It has to happen.
Has to happen. I like that attitude. It's going to happen because it has to happen.
It has to happen.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
You got a 100,000 seat stadium over there. You're not going to tear it down. Like, you got to put somebody in it. And nobody's going to show next year for Jeremy Pruitt football. So
I'm glad you talked Bear a few things the first of the show. That's pretty cool.
About what? About Fulmer?
Fulmer, I'll go too. Go out with Dignity and learn time to what's best for the university.
You go. I mean, don't sit here and act like you want him to go out with Dignity, Phil. You hate the man's guts. You always have.
Well, you can either get fired or you can resign. There's two things going to happen. You know it and I know it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Bear.
And it's not even resign.
I mean, at least be honest about it, Phil. Don't hide it under, you know, don't act like you.
He's going to destroy the football program twice is what you like about him so much. That's great.
I like how you completely discount everything he did in the 90s.
No, he got for championship. He's just like Les Miles. He has one fluke in his resume.
That wasn't a fluke, Phil.
They were very fortunate that year, just like Ed Orgeron was last year.
Got to be lucky.
That's right. Got to take it any way you can get it.
No, I think, and if you're just joining us, Georgia's athletics director today, Greg McGarrity, announces that he'll be retiring. And I was just making the point, like, I don't necessarily – it's not about wanting to see Fulmer out of there. He just needs to retire. He needs to do the same thing. He needs to go ahead and step down and let somebody else – because the program is broken and it needs – like, somebody's going to have to go in there and gut it, right? I mean, it's –
need a real athletic director is what you're saying.
Well, you're going to have somebody that can come in and hire Hugh Freeze. And if it's not Hugh Freeze, whoever is going to fix this thing. And I just, you know, Coach Fulmer's 70, man. He's never done this before. I don't, and he's not, he's made a couple of big gaffes along the way. And I don't want to fire him. I just think he can step down. He's wealthy. He can ride off into the sunset, the grand old man of Tennessee football. And let's bring in somebody, a heavy hitter. Let Randy Boyd go out there and hire a hired gun who's going to come in here and quit. I can't say what I want to say right now. I always had a voluntary reaction moment, if you will, but quit screwing around and do this right. Fix it.
You really think that's going to happen, though? I hope it does.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I hate to be wishy-washy. I don't have a great feeling on it one way or the other.
I mean, there's too much power plays involved, and they don't ever do what's best in the university. They do what's best for whoever's in charge or whoever thinks they're in charge. That's the way it's been for years.
Well, there's one language everybody understands, and that's dollars and cents. And I just see this – so many people turning their back on this thing and just throwing their hands up in the air and saying, well, I can't do this anymore, that they're going to have to. And maybe they put it off a year, but, I mean, it's going to happen next year. And, I mean, we'll still be here because we're lifers and it's what we do and everything. But how much money are they going to – Lose in the meantime. Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to do it while the getting's good. You got two guys you probably could get if they both want the jobs. That's a freeze. And the Chad will give a guy, he would take the job if Tennessee don't get the freeze.
Well, there is also a note today I saw in, was it the 247 guys at South Carolina's site are saying that Billy Napier wants the Tennessee job. Now, I don't know if that was a published report or just like, you know, everybody's got a podcast and something some guy said somewhere. But, I mean, this is still a popular job. And why wouldn't it be with the kind of money we're throwing around? We pay for people, Phil.
Well, we're in the opposite division from Nick Saban. The West is harder than the East historically, except back in the 1990s, the East was probably stronger. But it's any way you look at it, Tennessee could be at least the third best team in the East quick if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, we've got, I think we're number 15 in the 247 talent composite. We've got some nice players here. It's not, we're nowhere near Florida, Georgia, Alabama's level, but, you know, we're right there at that Auburn level. We got more talent than South Carolina and Kentucky, Missouri. We're at that Auburn, Oregon, you know, kind of Michigan level of talent. If you get somebody in here who can build these guys up and give them some confidence and instill some discipline and install some systems that make sense, teach them how to play offense the modern way, defense the modern way, there's no reason you can't turn around and start winning 8 or 9 games a year pretty darn quick.
Yeah. Their schedule's favorable next year if you get somebody in here and know what they're doing.
Sure.
If they keep that, are they going to go to a 10-game SEC schedule next year?
Hugh Freeze would walk in here next year if they keep the 12-game schedule with your non-conference opponents being Bowling Green, Pitt, South Alabama, and whoever. Hugh Freeze walk in here and go 9-3 next year.
Yeah. One more thing. I have to graduate my Alcoa Tornadoes and Beano's Oak Ridge Wildcats for heading down to Cookeville.
How about that? A couple little gold balls be making their way back to the state championship games this week, Phil?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I wonder where the Rebels are this week. See
you. Yeah, I mean, they victimized you had the Sutherland Avenue screw job 2 weeks ago. And then last Friday night, you saw what happened. Who did Oak Ridge play?
South Doyle.
South Doyle.
I didn't like your you should have worked something.
The Blankenship Blasphemy.
No.
That's what it was.
The Blankenship Boondoggle.
That's good, too. But it's okay,
the Blasphemy.
Man. It's okay. The powers that be weren't ready for it's 2020. You can't have a team that's nicknamed the Rebels winning a state championship. Not from West, anyway. By the way, Maryville. Woo!
Woo!
Their eyes pounded shut Friday. But, no, hopefully I pull for all
Listen
the East Tennessee
the
teams.
Game.
Hopefully they bring the state championships, that little gold ball back to East Tennessee. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Sean is up next on Overreaction Monday, presented by the Phone Exchange. Hello, Sean.
So I was a little bit into my cups on Saturday, as you can imagine. I I took Florida to cover and Bama to cover. But the line for Tennessee actually came out Saturday night, and I jumped on it thinking I was doing a good thing. It actually opened at 17.5.
Yeah.
And the reason why I did this is, yeah, a little liquid courage, but, you know, Florida can't stop the run. And Tennessee was running the ball pretty good. And Florida did not cover against Vandy, and they barely covered against Kentucky. Granted, they've got Pitts, who I believe is probably one of the top three best players in all of college football.
Yeah.
The guy's an absolute beast. But I did all this before I turned on the drive at 3 o'clock and found out the great news that Trey had.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that it's going to be difficult for, and even if they get some of those guys back, Trey, like, are they going to walk out there and take on a top 10 team that they haven't played in 2 weeks without much practice? Pruitt's basically saying they could walk out there and play without practicing? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't kind of get that part. And also, SEC rules state you got to have a 4-day acclimation period as well. So I don't know, man. I don't know how they play, but that's just me.
Well, if you look at Denver yesterday, they played without a quarterback, really. I mean, all four of theirs were out. So it can be done.
Yeah.
It's what Tennessee's been doing for the last 3 years.
Touche.
Nice.
All right, well, guys, I'll keep listening. Go Dolphins.
Shawnee Boys Dolphins, the big W, a little Fitz magic yesterday against the hapless Jets, who I guess maintaining their run at perfection and Trevor Lawrence this year. Let's get John Tweet in here next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Tweet.
Debbie.
Yes.
You probably could phrase your question differently. You could maybe ask it, what amount of money would somebody have to pay you to not watch that game? What's the least amount of money you would take?
To pay me to watch the Florida game?
No, to not.
To not watch it.
Like it used to be, you can't miss it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could offer me $100, I'd still watch it.
Uh huh.
Now it's the opposite. So, what's the least amount of money you'd allow somebody to pay you to not watch any of the game nor hear about it on social media?
This is a confusing question.
How is it confusing? You can either watch the game or be paid not to. Which do you prefer?
To be paid not to.
And if you prefer to be paid not to.
It sounded like you were down in a hole, John.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
I just think that when you've got 90% of your fan base saying they're not excited to play what the team that for excuse me, the last 30 years has been your biggest rival.
No, yeah, can't miss.
It's,
you don't ever want to miss that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the sign of a program that's, you know, struggling, going through a rut. It's a sign of a broken program. Your program's broken.
No, but I'm Russ. I don't know when I think it was the start of towards the end of Butch's and into his. It just, you know, it's just not really. I mean, you know when your best is going to be about 6-6 or whatever it's going to be, or you know, what's the point? I mean, I honestly, there's other things I'd rather do personally. I mean, tons of things I'd rather do than that. Just and sit around and watch that and just yell at the TV and be like, what are you doing? I mean, it's just my question really. I have zero excitement to watch that game. Russ or Trey, whoever, have either of you guys heard what the starting five is going to look like for that basketball team?
Well, I mean, Rick Barnes hasn't said. I mean, obviously, Fulkerson and Pons are going to start.
Sure.
It sounds like Keon Johnson is pretty much locked in at one spot. It sounds like Vescovi is probably going to get the nod at point guard. And then, I like Josiah James in that other spot, but maybe it's Jaden Springer. I mean, he's going to have some tough decisions.
Why are they going to start Vescovi at point? He's not a point guard.
He was the only thing that
you see him last year.
He's not a point guard.
What?
Yeah,
not
the ball ran through him almost the entire time.
Vescovi's your point.
Yeah, he was the closest thing we had to it last year. But I wouldn't, with what he's got over there now, I would be disappointed if we started him at point.
aren't the other two scorers, Johnson and Springer?
Vescovi's your point guard. And I think it'll be very good. I mean, Tamir, I think he definitely came in the middle of the season, and they just kind of threw him out there, and he wasn't used to playing at this level and had some severe turnover issues. I'm assuming
he's a liability defensively too for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, he just had trouble staying in front of people. I'm hoping that's improved.
I'm assuming that he's improved greatly over the offseason. I guess we'll see, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting him to be outstanding this year myself.
Do we have an official first game yet? And somebody asked me if we were playing Virginia here locally. I'm like, what? I don't think so. Is
yeah,
there something
Cincinnati,
I missed?
December 12th.
It sounds like it's going to be Cincinnati December 12th, but that's not been announced yet. So I don't know that. You know, maybe Rick Barnes can throw something together on short notice and get another game in here. It sounds like that's going to happen at some point over the next month or so. But right now, the next game scheduled to be December 12th against Cincinnati.
And then I'm reading or seeing you need a minimum of 16 games to be eligible for the tournament. Are you guys seeing that? 16 or 17, it's something like that.
I've not seen number. That. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think they were talking about that the other day. I was tuning into some TV show for some reason, flipping through channels, and they said it's like 17 games to be eligible for the tournament. I'll let y'all do a little more digging on that in case I just totally misheard it. But, I'll be curious to see. I was trying to think on this Sarah Fuller thing. What would have created the situation that would have created the most controversy or the most blow up on both sides of it would have been she lines up to kick a game-winning field goal. It gets blocked. Then she goes to make a tackle, gets a totally legal block put on her, but yeah. She snaps her leg in half.
Oh, John.
I mean, that would have been, like, people would have, because the people would have lost their mind that somebody had the audacity to block her. But if it was totally legal. Like, it can't be a dirty hit. So then the people say, they should have not tackled her. Like, she was trying to make a play on the ball or trying to make a tackle. That would have been – is she going to play anymore, or is that little experiment done? Because Vanderbilt has a men's soccer program, do they not?
No, they don't.
They have a club team for sure. They have a club team for sure.
I mean, I don't really have to go that far. Their starting punter was his place kicker in high school. I mean, he was a kicker in high school. For his high school.
Then that was just a joke. I mean, just a total joke.
One of the rare times we agree on something. That was a total publicity stunt by Vanderbilt.
It's just a total joke. Where's Derek Mason going to end up? I bet your Pruitt might try to hire him. He's pretty stupid. Boys, y'all have a good show. See you later.
Before he cratered his career by accepting the head coaching position at Vanderbilt, Mason was a highly respected D coordinator.
Oh, yeah. People be lining up to hire him as defensive coordinator.
Well, no, they won't be because he cratered his career by being the head coach at Vanderbilt. He was very well thought of before he took the job, and to act like he's not.
He cratered his head coaching career.
Yeah.
People will be lining up to hire. He is an elite defensive mind.
Oh, and, I thought you were being facetious. Sorry.
No.
Because you so often are.
If we blow this dude out, if we get rid of Jeremy Pruitt and hire – Hugh Freeze, and he wanted to hire Derek Mason as defensive coordinator, I would be stoked.
I'd be fired up.
Particularly now that Derek Mason has a lot of experience. I mean, and he probably has a really good name in the Mid-State because he's just – I mean, Trey, like, he has a good name in this coaching community, right? People like him. I would imagine that Derek Mason at Tennessee would be a recruiting force as far as getting – I'm talking about as an assistant coach, as a defensive coordinator, obviously, that he would clean up in Mid-State recruiting.
Yeah, I agree completely. My question is, if that was the case and Tennessee needed a defensive coordinator, if Derek Ansley moved on or something along those lines, would you rather have Muschamp or Derek Mason?
I don't know.
I'm torn on that one, Trey.
Good question.
I mean, on one hand, from a football standpoint, I mean, they're both incredibly accomplished. Then on the other hand, just to watch the meltdown between Pruitt and Muschamp. I mean, what if they got into like a bare chested brawl on the sideline through the game, Russ? That'd be incredible.
It'd be the Gump versus the Chomp. The Thrilla in Knoxville. You guys watched the Tyson fight the other night?
No. Yeah. I don't pirated videos.
Trey sent me a method to watch it, and I totally forgot. By the time I realized they were fighting, it was like, I guess, the sixth of seven rounds, and it looked like Tyson was handling him pretty well, but they ended up scoring it a draw.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and they also, Mike Tyson in his post conference, you know, said that he, you know, smoked a big old joint before he went to the ring.
I had to go out there high as balls, man. I went out there, I smoked a big joint, and I came out there and I dominated him.
He looked so old, dude. He looked so old out there.
I think FanDuel had like their odds, like, or DraftKings, one or the other, had like their odds at 5,000 to 1. For Mike Tyson to win, like, at the start of round eight, and the fact that they ended that as a draw, like, he won every round. Like, it wasn't even close.
So the fix was in.
Absolutely, it was a fix.
Huh. And he didn't seem to care too much either.
But they weren't doing the judging. They had celebrity judges, so like it wasn't it wasn't like a WBC. Judged event is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
No, it was a total exhibition made for TV promotion.
They said they wanted, Tyson said they're going to do it again.
I want a rematch. This time I'll smoke some crack before I go out there and fight him.
My Lord. Well, I have to say that Nate Robinson fight was pretty awesome, too.
I saw that.
Oh, my God. Man, jeez. Got knocked out.
Knocked out cold. Woo!
Like, he was out. Like, that was bad. Like, that was bad, bad. And I will say this about the Tyson fight. If they weren't wearing those big-ass gloves and they actually had, like, regulation boxing gloves that they were going to be fighting in, I think Tyson probably knocks him out or finishes him in, like, the fourth round. Because they were wearing, like, 13-ounce gloves.
Nick, on Twitter, to your question, Trey, about does Harrison Bailey change the excitement factor at all, on Twitter says, trotting HB out there wouldn't do anything at this point. That ship has sailed. It would have made me excited a month ago, not now. Because the thing is, you trot Harrison Bailey out there, he's going to – I don't think we're going to look any better because Florida's really good, man. They're gonna kill us no matter what, whoever starts it at quarterback back there. And, yeah, I think – I agree with Nick. I think that it's going to be too little too late. And this is the problem for Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer is they've – somebody – it's not like the fan base is teetering – on this guy, and it's like, oh, well, it's COVID. We'll see you next year. They are out on this guy, like done with him. And I suppose Pruitt could come back and beat Florida next year and throw up a 9 or 10 win season. Yeah, then people would come back, but that's – come on, man. Let's get real here. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. Who's next? All right, we take a quick timeout. Taylor is next when we continue. Stay with us. The Drive, Fan Run Radio. It's Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange.
The Drive.
All callers on The Drive and all fan-run programming appear via the G3 Help Me Hotline. If your loved one is injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Sportsbook.com. Taylor is next. Good afternoon, Taylor.
Good afternoon, Ross.
What's up, man?
Hey, speaking of knockout blows, the King of the Souths are back.
My Titans on a roll again.
Man, what a W.
With John Not That Fulkerson's hapless Cleveland Browns coming to town this week. And then we play like little – is it like the Lions and the Jags? Dude, we're going to reel off another five-game win streak. Peaking at the right time, Taylor. Here we go, baby. My Titans.
Hey, Russ, rumor has it that the last anybody saw of Brandon Orick was him curled up in a ball in his room, sucking his thumb, crying for Peyton Manning to come
play. Watch your step, Taylor.
Oh,
he won't be calling into the drive, trashing the Duke of Granger on my watch. Take it easy, big boy.
The Indian Crapolis Dolts.
Defense was in contact, Tracy.
Oh, please.
Oh.
You tell me about a franchise. This is who the Dolts are. They slink out of town, leaving Baltimore, that proud city, that proud franchise, in the middle of the night to move to Indianapolis. So their pillhead owner can waste, absolutely waste, the GOAT, King Peyton. This one Super Bowl? Are you kidding me? What, the greatest player of all time, and you only win one Super Bowl? That's called ownership negligence is what that is, and they got what they deserved yesterday when my Titans bent them over a barrel and showed them the 50 states.
King Henry punched their ticket home last night.
Punched them in the mouth. Right in the mouth.
Him and the rest of the coach will be sitting at home watching us play in January.
The Dolts, man. I love seeing Philip Rivers and Brissett over there. Oh, what's happening? What are we doing now? What do we do now? I mean, it was a beautiful sight, Taylor.
Yep, nothing makes me more happy.
It's beautiful. All right, man, anything else?
No, that's it. Y'all have a good
Appreciate
day.
Appreciate you. My man just called in to rub Oryx's face in it, which what? I think we have to allow. Real talk, Drew, how high are we on the Titans right now? Are we back, or is it just like a little blip on the radar a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, man, it's feeling like 1999. We're back. Super Bowl bound.
I'll tell you who has been a big addition. That corner that who's the guy we got from the Chargers? He's a nice player. I did not watch the entire game yesterday. Oh, Borchers, that dude had a pick six, hit him right in the belly.
Oh, that made me so mad.
Dropped. I mean, that's the thing. Is like it could have been worse. We kind of called off the dogs on him yesterday.
Called off the dogs on him.
King Henry got me about 40 fantasy points yesterday.
Bully for you, Russ.
Three touchdowns in the first quarter. Taking Mike Griffith to the woodshed. Get some, Griff. Get some. Freshwater Sarks on a roll. Just like the Titans. Let's get T-Carp in here next. Good afternoon, T-Carp. You're on the drive.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Bear.
Afternoon, T-Carp.
I called in to take it. You going to give it or what?
Well, I mean, what? There's nothing to give. I mean, it's just facts.
Facts Alcoa are facts.
Alcoa is a superior program of what county?
Why are we even talking about
it? If he wins it next week, he will himself have just as many state championships personally as your entire high school at 16. The man's 452-77 with 15 total state titles. I mean, maybe you all should have given it to the placekeeper who sat next to George Quarles. Maybe y'all should have tried to get Gary Rankin out there, get a real coach.
Well, I'd like the one that's won more in head-to-head matchups was hysteric. But anyway, Oakland, man, Oakland's a phenomenal team. Great coaches. All I got to say about that. I just don't know how you turned it into an Alcoa is better than Maryville. thing, but anyway.
Well, because, I mean, the only other thing I'd say is this is what happens, two things. When all you play regular season outside of Alcoa is like William Blunt and Heritage, and then you come up on a tough team in the playoffs, it puts you at a significant disadvantage.
Play everyone in 6A.
You better go kick the crap out of Lenoir City and Heritage and William Blunt and Greenback and Kings Academy and whoever else.
Who does Alcoa play?
Alcoa plays plenty of people, Russ.
Well, they play in a lower classification?
They play in 3A, Russell.
There's a very strange correlation between
TSSAA gets 6A
outside the confines and the friendly calls of the Blount County Referees Association. It's funny how the playing field is immediately leveled. They don't seem to be quite as successful.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean immediately leveled? You say that as if this is some sort of a trend. Like what happened Friday to them is an anomaly. They've only won a billion state championships.
No, it happened 2018, the last time they had to go to Oakland.
Let's not act like Oakland wouldn't wipe the floor with Alcoa. I mean, Alcoa was down by one or up by 1 point against Gatlinburg-Pittman. You know. It's not
fine.
Oakland would have smeared UT's face in it, yeah. Buddy. Oakland's got more 5 stars on its team than Tennessee does.
All I'm saying is y'all were on TV with the clock running in the fourth quarter.
Well, we were.
Are you polishing your commemorative plaque for that historic win over West Green this year, Bear?
I don't know. Are you guys, Russell, I mean, you guys didn't play anybody either over there at West. You got beat by us. I mean, come on, shut your mouth, Smith.
Yeah, we got beat by you. We had the COVID.
We had players out with the COVID.
No, stop, bro. Stop.
We did.
Was your quarterback out? Was your quarterback, your running back, and three key defensive
Kate
starters
was
out?
Kind of, he was a little under the weather.
he had a runny nose.
My goodness. Anyway, all I wanted was for Bear to have his, and he can't not turn it into an Alcoa Maribel thing. He can say running clock, all that. But anyway.
There's going to be some tornadic activity in Cookeville this weekend, T-Carp. There's not going to be any Rebel activity. Go Alcoa! Yeah!
Tell me when Alcoa is going to move up to 4A. Like they need to and actually play some competition.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd say right after.
When's that going to happen, Bear? Answer the question. Answer the question.
When's Maribel going to schedule
Brentwood
Academy?
When's Maribel going to move up to 6A, Russell, or Bear?
When's Maribel
going to move up? When are you going to schedule somebody outside of William Blount Heritage? Schedule Brentwood Academy. Huh?
Bear. The entire 6A.
Hell no, you all didn't.
Please lower your voice, Bear.
I hope there's a giant sinkhole underneath that crappy stadium of yours.
Please call
me. T-Carp, hope it falls into the bowels of the earth. I'm done with you. Good day, sir.
Good day. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, T-Carp. That was very rude. Very rude of you, Bear.
What are you, Willy Wonka or something?
I said good day! Trey, you want me to turn on you? I will.
Oh, Lord. Trey, who literally hasn't said anything for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He gets too close to a pit. He'll end up getting hit.
Somebody must have taken your everlasting job stopper.
You must have quit. It's not my fault. Those people in Maryville are jealous of Gary Rankin, greatest football coach in Blount County history.
Took a turn quick.
865-546-8200. If you want to get on, let's take our final break of the hour here. Then we'll get Jamie Galileo in here, and together we will head to the Philip Fulmer Planetarium and gaze longingly towards the heavens and count the stars. When we continue on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
So you're watching. All right, back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Let's get right back to it. Jamie is up next on Overreaction Monday, presented by The Phone Exchange. Jamie?
Sorry to interrupt the exciting high school football talk, gentlemen.
I know, that was scintillating radio.
Guys, I was thinking over the long weekend, you know, I wonder if we're going to hear at some point about Hugh Freeze. Like, you just can't bring back that guy because of all of the skeletons in the closet and the, you know, indiscretion with the hookers. You know, we have a real quick shutdown for that. I'm sure y'all are aware of it.
What's that?
Or do you want me to? You tried to hire somebody who sat by and watched pedophilia. So,
allegedly.
If we're willing to do that, then surely we can hire a guy who had consenting, you know, purchased an escort for the evening. So,
yeah,
thought about that.
It is an interesting double standard, but
you do know, Russ, we're going to hear it in Bear and Trey. You know, at some point that's going to be, if not from the upper administration, it'll be from the ball for lifers.
Well, I mean, if we have to really unpack this and explain the difference,
yeah,
between,
well, you'll have to. You will.
Yeah, between what was – well, you and I don't, because we're grown men with common sense. But if you're an egghead and you think that, like, because the allegations against Greg Schiano were what they were, unproven, unsubstantiated allegations, which I've never denied. I don't know many people who say that it's put it in the terms you did. But compare that to what Hugh Freeze – admitted, like, there's no gray area there in what he did. Nope. He did what he did. But if we have to explain to you the, you know, between what happens between consenting adults and what allegedly happened to the Jerry Sandusky matter, then, I mean, like, we're not even on the same planet. I don't know how to talk to somebody who doesn't understand that.
Well, as you all probably know, that's what the Ball for Lifers are full of, is a bunch of not knowing anything about anything. And
yeah.
But, Russell, I wonder, you know, I heard you say you dropped everything, cleaned out the account on the Gators for Saturday. Does that mean, have you finally flipped to where you're ready to see us take some L's, get some W's?
Stop. Stop it.
Hey, you're the one that said it. You know, sometimes you got to break an egg to build an omelet, or I guess make one. We're not building rocket surgeons here. Yeah, so I know you're not wishing for a win, Tennessee, if you're dropping if you're putting zeros in the account for the gay turd. So welcome aboard, Russ. Everything for the program. Everything for the program. If we have to take some L's to the Gators to get you freezing here to get to the damn Sugar Bowl, then we'll take an L to the Gators. What else is new? It ain't like we've been doing it for 25 years. But on the way out,
that's
gentlemen.
A good point, Jamie.
Thank you, sir.
Jamie, you there?
Argue back and forth. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
I've gone under a bridge. Let me come back out. Russell, you argued a couple times in the last couple weeks about how you know, Fulmer can see this. He's not a, you know, he's a smart man. He's not a dumb guy. And now we're hearing about how he's going around telling everybody how he's safe. And, you know, I've argued that he's not the smartest man in the world. On the way out, did y'all remember back in, it might have been 05, whenever he had put up the 5-7, you know, started the year, you know, ranked in the top 10, he put up that first 5-7 record. And, you know, some people started, you know, asking him, you know, what's it like, you know, hearing the negativity, like some people questioning if you've lost the, you know, the program. And I don't know if y'all remember this, Bear, Trey, Russ. He actually had the, you know, I don't know if it's ignorance to say, but he said, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've been on the caravan all summer, and all I've been hearing is positive things. Whereas a normal, you know, common sense person would realize, who do you think goes to the caravans? You know, people who love that access. And are you really going to tell Philip Fulmer that you're not happy with the direction of the program when you're one of those few people that has that close of an access? I mean, come on. And that guy actually thought that was the true pulse of the fan base, was who was at the caravan.
Well, let me – I'll flip that around on you, though, Jamie. I mean, if mm-hmm. – if those people are the ones that go to the caravan are usually the ones who buy tickets and come to games. If those people are a little bit more, I don't know what the word, you know, positive, I guess, than folks like us, then Maybe they will buy tickets. Maybe they will listen to Coach Fulmer and say that it was just we're better than our record says we are, and it's all COVID's fault, and we'll be better next year. Maybe they will buy those tickets. Maybe we're overstating the financial impact of bringing this guy back.
Well, I wouldn't argue that they won't buy the tickets, Russ. I won't argue that. But what I will say is for someone to suggest that the caravan crew is the actual tone of the fan base, that's why I call the man not the smartest guy in the world. And of course they're going to buy the tickets. But for them, it ain't about really winning. It's about the Quellen Cognac parties and, you know, the glad handing over there. Not for people like us, you know, the Joe Schmoes that just want to, you know, get crazy and, you know, have a drink and win a damn football game. You know, not show up, you know, halfway through the first quarter and leave halfway through the fourth. You know, the guys like us, that, you know, the sun rises and sets on how we're doing as a program. Mm. Yeah, it's a little different crowd than what we're used to, guys. I've seen them. I've mingled. Never can relate. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. Gentlemen, be safe out there, man. Some white stuff falling together. Y'all hang in there.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Anybody got a thought as we had to break on Jamie's call today?
Didn't insult too many people.
No more than usual, I suppose. All right, stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio. The Drive.